What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hello, hello, everybody. Let me start off by introducing myself. My name is Jocelyn. I'm excited to be a part of the Young Adults, Houston Young Adults podcast. It's been awesome to listen to the messages and hear everybody that has shared on the podcast. And now I get the opportunity to share. So I pray that this blesses you. I know it will because it's blessed me to dive deeper into this topic. And let's just jump right into it. So today I'm going to be just sharing what the Lord has just placed in my heart to share with you, with you all. Talking about the importance of fellowship or community per se. With that topic, yeah, the Lord just kind of dropped that in my spirit, like, talk about, you know, community and fellowship. And I was like, okay, you want me to talk about community? So I just started off by, looking up the definition of those words, because those are the two words that I'm going to be focusing on. So the definition of community, like the dictionary definition, is fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. And then when I looked up fellowship, it said companion or peer, especially with people who share one's interests. So if you a community, you're going to be surrounded by people who are, you know, thinking the same as you, or you have the same ideals. So speaking more biblically, in the Greek, the word fellowship in the New Testament means a partnership to the mutual benefit of those involved. Christian fellowship, so we're talking about Christian community here. Christian fellowship, then, is the mutually beneficial relationship between Christians who can't have the identical relationship with those outside of the faith. And when I read that, I was like, wow. So, as a Christian, when we're fellowshipping with other, when we fellowship with other believers, that is where, you know, we, you know, edify one another. Like, we can't be in relationship with those outside of the faith, because it brought me to these scriptures. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, "Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness?" So as a believer, you know, you're a follower of Jesus Christ as a believer, we're not supposed to team up with unbelievers, meaning we're not supposed to be hanging around the same people that we used to hang around, you know, before Christ. Now, you know, we need to be a part of the Christian, you know, be a part of a Christian community that's going to build us up, you know, and keep us on track, you know, keep us focused on the on God and keep our eyes on God. And then how can righteousness be partner with wickedness? Righteousness means right with God. So how can I be right with God and still be doing the things that were not of the Lord before I started, you know, serving the Lord? How can light live with darkness? You know, when we accepted Christ, Christ is the light. And when we accepted him, we now became, you know, that light. We have the light of Christ living within us. So, you know, we don't need to be in darkness anymore, or we don't have to be in darkness anymore. And then also the scripture, Amos 3:3. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? And so if you're that last part where it says who, as Christians, we have mutually beneficial relationship with between Christians who can't have identical relationship with those outside of the faith. So if I'm, you know, trying to commune with somebody who's not understanding this new life in Christ that, you know, that I have, if I'm still trying to hang around those people, I'm going to be influenced by those people, even though we're not going in the same direction. Like, my goal is Christ, but their goal, you know, may be something else because they haven't, you know, accepted Christ yet. So in reality, there's no benefit to that relationship. There's no, you're not receiving anything that's going to be edifying towards you or your relationship with Christ if you're still walking with the same people you used to walk with before you encountered Christ. So I know we've all heard the saying where it's like, you know, you're influenced by the people, or was it you who you surround yourself with, you know, you'll become like, or you are influenced by those around you. So when you accepted, so that brought me to another thought. When you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you received new life, right? Because in scripture, it says, therefore, if anyone in Christ, now I'm reading the Amplified version. So, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings new life. So now that you have this new life with Christ, you are no longer the same. You, everything that you once were or that you once did has changed with Christ. The people you once communed with or you hung out with or whatever, if they are not drawing you near to Christ, you know, now it's time to find some like-minded believers. Because now that you have this new life in Christ, and, you know, even that in itself, that everything what Christ has done for us, you know, God sending his son, you know, so that we might have life, so that we will be, you know, made new, that we can walk in healing and freedom and victory and prosperity. Like, I want to, I don't know about you, but I want to work towards that goal, you know, the goal of Christ or whatever he has, you know, whatever he has for me, because God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And it's not to live this life, you know, defeated. It's not to live this life depressed or stressed or whatever it is. You know, I want to be surrounded by people who are going to build me up. And that's why it's important to be in fellowship with like-minded believers and have a godly Christian community. So basically it's like, okay, after Christ, what's next? You know, after I accept Christ, what's next? Because I had that question brought to me, you know, after Christ, what's next? And get plugged in to a Holy Spirit filled church that preaches the uncompromised word of God. And so after you accept Christ, you know, get plugged into a church where they're preaching the truth, where they're not sugarcoating, you know, the word, that they're going to preach the word. And yes, it's also because there's another thing that some people say, or I don't know, maybe only me have heard it, but they're like, oh, you know, I have my time with Jesus, and, you know, that's enough. I don't have to go to church or whatever. And it's like, okay, time with you. Yes, it's important to have your own alone time with Jesus, you know, your own study, your own Bible study as well. But it's also important to be in the house of the Lord, because I think some people got, you know, a little bit too comfortable with that during the whole, you know, 2020 thing and all that. Like, people were like, oh, you know, I could just chill and watch church at home, you know, I don't have to go. But there's just something different when you're in that atmosphere. Not saying that, you know, the church is a building, because it's not. We are the church. But there's something different when you are surrounded by Holy Ghost filled people and you're all just worshiping the Lord and thanking the Lord. And then you're getting, you know, stirred up from the word. And it just sets you on, like, this is like the beginning of your week. Like what we hear at the Power of Love Church, you know, like this is the start to your week and it's going to be the best week you ever had. Like, there's just something about being surrounded by that and being surrounded by, you know, godly Christian community. So now it brought me to in Acts. I'm going to go to Acts. So if you have your Bible, go to Acts. Well, I probably should have said that earlier about the other scriptures. But if you have your Bible, go to Acts 2, because it talks about this is when after Jesus had, you know, went up to heaven and he said, wait, because, you know, someone greater is, you know, coming, and this is what you need to basically, I'm, you know, paraphrasing, but this is what you need to go out. And so they waited, and it, you know, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and, you know, they spoke in evidence, speaking in tongues. And so then after this, Peter, now this is Peter, who we know, you know, we all know that, you know, he denied Jesus and all that. And but after he was filled with the Holy Ghost, it was that fire that ignited, and he was like, I need to go tell everybody. And, you know, he was no longer ashamed, and he was proclaiming the name of Jesus. But in Acts 2, it says, I'm going to start at verse 41, and this is also in the Amplified Version. It says, so then those who accepted his message were baptized. So this is after he'd been filled with the Holy Ghost, and he now has this new boldness, and he's going out and he's preaching the word. And so it says that after they were baptized, so these are all the people that were listening, after they were baptized, and on that day about 3,000 souls were added to the body of believers. They were continually and faithfully devoting themselves to the instruction of the apostles and to fellowship, to eating meals together and to prayers. So right there, it says it right there. After they heard the word, they received, they got baptized. Then the next thing was they went ahead and got plugged in with the godly community. They got plugged in and they started fellowshipping with, you know, the other disciples, and listening to the instruction of the apostles, and basically discipleship, you know, discipleship, helping a disciple is a follower of Jesus. So as a disciple, we need we are disciples ourselves, but we also, the scripture says, go out and make disciples. And so when we share the gospel with others and we go out, it's not just enough to just tell them, oh, you know, not just enough to just, you know, have them accept Christ, but also to follow up with them and make sure, like, now they know, okay, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. What's next? Discipleship. And, you know, getting together and, you know, maybe, you know, having, meeting up with people and talking about the Lord, or sharing testimonies, or being plugged into, you know, a godly community like this, the Houston Young Adults. You know, it's not just enough to just, we are not here to just be with, just us and God. You know, we're also here to encourage one another, because the Bible also says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And so I was reading a commentary about this verse, and it was saying how iron sharpens iron. A piece of iron can be sharpened A piece of iron can sharpen another piece of iron, but it happens through striking, friction, and with sparks. And so an example of that would be like a blacksmith's hammer, like, you know, working on a sword and making it sharp. And so that's how the iron sharpens the iron. And so then the scripture continues and it says, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So a man, now this is what the commentary was saying. A man can be used to sharpen or improve or develop his friend. But it may happen through a bit of friction and sparks. So, excuse me, that made me think of like, if I'm going to be in an edifying relationship, one that is leading me towards Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit also, you know, corrects, you know, and convicts us. So there may be some correction in, you know, that friendship, but that's good because that means I'm being corrected for the good. You know, I'm being changed for the good. I'm increasing. And something that at church that they always say, you know, at church that I love is always forwards, never backwards. I never want to go back to who I used to be. I never want to go back and do the same things I used to do. I never want to go back and be around the same people I used to hang around, unless, you know, if the Lord leads you to, you know, share the gospel with those people, which we should share the gospel with everybody. But it's more so of like spending your time with, you know, because as you, the more you hang around people, whether it be people leading you to Christ or people you're leading not to Christ, away from Christ, you know, you're going to become like them. And I guarantee you, if you like, notice that, if you like take a step back, because I did that one time because I heard that before, you know, growing up in church, you know, my mom always said, you know, you're gonna be careful who you choose as your friend, because, you know, those are the people that you're gonna become like. And I was like, but it's true. When I look back on my life and some of the friends friends that I've made in the past, I'm like, wow, I really did start to like speak like them and like act like them, not trying to be like them intentionally, but it just happens, you know, because you've been around them so long. So it's like, why don't I hang around, you know, godly people, godly community, people that are gonna, you know, lead me, point me towards Christ, you know, and lead me to Christ. And so finally, I want to share this scripture. And this is, I guess, is kind of like the key scripture, if you want to say. But it's Hebrews chapter 10, 23 to 25. And it says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Boy, is that relevant right now as we see, you know, everything going around, you know, the day of his return is drawing near. But, yeah, when it says, let us not neglect our meeting together, like, let us not forsake the fellowship of, I think that's another translation. It says, let us not forsake the fellowship of believers. Like, the way that we were raised, And our family was, no matter what it is, rain, snow, sleet. No, I'm just kidding, because they don't have all those weathers here in Texas. But no matter the weather, no matter the circumstance, our mom was like, we're going to church. We're not. And as a child, I'm like, okay. You know, like, some things when you're younger, you're like, oh, I don't understand why we have to do this. But when you look back and you know when you're older, you're like, okay, I see why. And so one of the things that I was like, okay, that's why it was so important, was like, we never missed church. We were always in church. And I was like, man, but there's benefits to that, because when you go to the house of the Lord, like I said earlier, when you go to the house of the Lord, there's just something different about being surrounded by Holy Spirit filled people who are going to just, you know, worship the Lord, thank the Lord, but also to hear testimonies. And then that encourages you, you know, whatever you may be going through, to know, like, if the Lord did it for them, he can do it for me. And just to know that we don't have to sorry, I lost my train of thought there. But it's just important to be in the house of the Lord, because one of the things that also that we can see as an example of about being in fellowship, being in community, was what was happening in 2020, you know, threats to stop or close the church, which some churches, you know, did close, and some churches never opened back up, because you could just see that that's the plan of the enemy, to stop the church, because there's something about Holy Spirit filled believers. There's power when the people of God come together. You know, but thank God that this church, the power of love, never closed. And thank God that, you know, he brought my family and myself here. Because it's from where we came from was just so different. Like talking about the fellowship and the community. It has blessed me to be a part of not only the church itself, you know, and being under these pastors and the leaders, but also in the young adults. It has been a blessing to be surrounded by young adults that are on fire for God, in that live out the word. You know, it being surrounded by this community, this godly community, and this fellowship, you know, it changed my mentality. It changed my way of thinking. Like, as a young adult, you think, oh, like, speaking on topic of, because we've been doing, they've been sharing the Young and Prosperous. Like, that is a big thing for me, because it's like, as a young adult, I don't have to, you know, I can have all that God has for me now. I don't have to wait till I'm, you know, 50, 60, you know, older. Like, I can walk in prosperity right now, because it's in God's word. I can walk in divine healing now, because it's in God's word. Like, It's so important, and that's the main thing that I just wanted to share with you all today, is that it's so important who you connect yourself to, who you surround yourself with. Why would we not want to be in the house of the Lord? Why would we not want to be with people that are going to encourage us, and people that, and because, you know, sometimes it's like, it's hard to, what'd you call it? It's hard to open yourself up or be vulnerable, or, you know, can I really trust these people, you know? Because speaking from a past experience with myself, like, I wanted somebody to be an accountability partner with me, but, you know, they weren't able to or they decided not to do that, and so that just changed my whole, it was at a different church, but that just changed my whole thing, and I was just like, wow, I really thought I could trust this person, but you have to look at the fruits, you have to look at their life. And that's important. And we can see the life of many people here in the leaders and the pastors. And we can see the fruit of, you know, of their lives. And we can trust them, you know, we can go to them and, you know, talk with what's happening with us. And we know that they're going to point us back to the word. And that's what it's all about. Pointing, everything needs to lead to Christ. Everything points to Jesus. And that's why it's important to be in fellowship with other believers and to be in a godly community. So I encourage you, if you're not a part of a godly community, be a part of this one. Be a part of the Power Love Church and Houston Young Adults. And speaking of young adults, we're going to have our main service this Friday. It's going to be June 30th, at 7:30 p.m. Invite a friend. Invite anybody who's searching for a godly community or, you know, who needs to be around people who are like-minded believers. I know you're going to be blessed and it's going to be awesome. So I hope to see you there.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.